can't see. So we were holding right here in the middle of the sugya. I had hoped to get up to Lamed Beis on an Aleph yesterday, but we're still in the middle of Lamed Aleph on the Beis, I believe. Yeah, Omar Rava, the last line, the two dots. So this is a continuation, really, of the Machlokas Rabbi Nosson HaChachomim as to whether there needs to be any kavana. There's need to be a kavana lechaticha, or in the case of the Nida that was Tevelas, a kavana at least lahaker when she goes down into the water, or is a maisa that's nogea kulin perfectly kosher without even a relationship of awareness, and all that's needed is that the act per se should be the act of an adam, such as the Mishnah implies, but the noflasaki. No, that's in terms of the din of the mitzvah. Mitzvah striches kavanas to be is lagavi kiyum mitzvah. But here, it's the reality. What he did was a chest. Were you tayvul? Whether you were makayim a mitzvah and such, it's bechalal a question whether it even is a mitzvah. That this type of thing, which the Torah doesn't say to do, but only says if you want to eat, you have to eat with shechitah. The Rambam does list it in the Seder HaMitzvahs, but other Rishonim are chaylik. Is it this type of mitzvah where you never have a chiyuv to do? So then you can't really call it a mitzvah. It's a way in which you're matir something. You want to be tahor, so go to the mikvah. It's a lemaisa, and we pass that we do make a broch and so on. All right, but that goes beyond. That goes beyond our suit. Oh, my Rava. Rava points out a fascinating difference between the two shitas. We have two separate halachas of things that would passel a poraduma. One is the atzias melacha at the time that you're shechting the para, and that requires some level of hesach hadas. In other words, your mind has to be on v'shachat uta. Your mind is on something else simultaneously, so we learn out that you're not going to be yotzei, you're a shechita of the para behavshah. And the other Indian is that v'shachat uta means uta v'lo chaverta. You cannot accomplish two shritot bevat achat when it comes to a poradum. Now, the difference then between the shita of Reb Nosson and the Chachomim would be remarkably nogea poraduma, because as Rava points out, Omar Rava, shachat para, v'shachat ve'ima acheret ima. Look, if you do a ma'aser shmita, at the same time you're doing the shmita of the para, and you intend it to be shofet another behima. And so there, everybody is made that the Parah Aduma in that case is possible because you went ahead and you shechted another animal. Besides that, even if you hadn't been shechted, if you would have been cutting pumpkins, you would also have been passeling the Parah because your intent was to do another Malof at the same time. The reason that we bring the case this way is because we're contrasting it, as you'll see in a moment. And here comes the question. At the same time that you shechted the Parah, without kavana, you kicked off the knife, and you ended up shechting another behemoth at the same time. In case of our mission. Now, according to Rabbi Nosson, since this is a shechita kshera, then by definition, the Parah is a shechita psula. Because since it says by the Parah, so you cannot, in that case, Biyotze, the Shechitas HaPora, but on the contrary, the Shechita of the Behema would be kosher. Indeed, it's because the Shechita of the Behema is kosher that the Shechita of the Pora is possible. If the Shechita of the Behema had not been possible, as we're going to see, if the Shechita had been possible, then since you had no kavana for doing another malacha, the fact that you kicked the knife wouldn't have possible the Pora, because there was no Hesach Hadas from the Pora at all. But according to the Rabbana, since what you did was not a Maisa Shechita because all you did was kick a knife off, and they hold you have to have at least Kavana L'Chaticha, so there the Shechita Zapora would be kosher because you certainly weren't thinking about doing anything. You didn't postulate it with the Hezach Hadas, and you didn't do another act of Shechita to postulate it because of Otav Alo Otav Kavrata, and therefore the Shechita of the Behema is Psula, but the Shechita of the Pora is Kshara. Isn't that obvious? I mean, I can figure this out. No, it's not so posh. Because the Chiddush over here is that according to Rabbi Nosson, the fact that the shkita of the Behima Akeres would be kosher, despite your not having had any Hesach Adas of the Pora, is still a Kiddush. Because Salka Adas, Nishkita Behima Akeres is the Rabbi Nosson Nitzricha. The case in which a Behima Akeres was Nishkita without any Kabbana, in which we're saying, I'll leave it to Rabbi Nosson, nonetheless the Pora is Psula because the Behima is Kshera, that is a Kiddush. Because Salka Adas Atecha Mina, I might easily have thought, that when we learn from the Potik B'Shachat Ota, Amar Akbar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us only Shechit, V'lo Ota V'Chavrata. So I would have said, you know what V'lo Ota V'Chavrata means? Chavrata Dunya Dida. In other words, Echidami, Kagon Shechat, Shtei Parot, V'Hari Adari. You cannot check two Paradumas at the same time. That would be the meaning of B'Shachat Ota V'lo Ota V'Chavrata. But if you shechted another animal that wasn't again a Paraduma, if not for the fact that I was Masiyah Dat, which in this case I wasn't because it was only Nishkata, and therefore there's no problem in the Etzem being two animals, because it's only two Parotet Pasal. So then I would say Behema Dechulit, where it was only Nishkata and not Shakta, Emalo, Kamash Balan, that nonetheless it's an act of Shkita, and therefore Pasal it because of Vishakatullah, and not because of Asik in a Malach HaKeres, because there was no Asik in a Malach HaKeres in this case, since it was only Nishkata. I didn't have in mind to do anything. Now, Chotar Golatima, if you went ahead to cut up pumpkins at the same time that you shecht the Paraduma, Divrei HaKol Psula, then everybody would agree that it's possible. Why? Because you had in mind to cut up the pumpkins. I mean, either one deals with death in Halloween, or one deals with death with a paraduma, but you certainly can't mix the two. Nechtechat lat ima, but if a pumpkin was cut with it, in other words, you did not have in mind to cut the pumpkin, here you drop the knife on a pumpkin, so then the Riyako Kshera, because there, Rabbi Nosson can't say you're being over on Vashachatuta Veloka Verta, a Malocha it isn't. So we're clarifying very clearly here that there's two separate issues, and we create situations in which both issues come out separately. I'll show you a psul of the fact of shvita, meaning the pagam of v'shachat ota, in the case of nishkata v'hema cheresima. And I'll show you the psul of a malacha that has nothing to do with shvita when I have kavanah for the malacha, namely chatach delat. And I will also illustrate the opposite. Nishkata delat, where it wasn't an act, I mean nishkata, nechlecha delat, where there wasn't an asik in another malacha, doesn't possible. But Nishkata, where there wasn't Isaac and another Malacha, passes because of Mishkita, Libra Rabbi Nosson. So now we see all four Halachas, they add up beautifully.
The Heidegger Mishnah.
Nafla Sakin. Vihigbiya. I mean, the previous Mishnah, we had Nafla Sakin Vishakta. Over here, the knife slipped out of his hands, and he bent down to pick up the knife. It takes some time to bend down to pick up a knife. Or naflu kelavi bian. The guy was shechting and he forgot to tie his belt. His pants fall down. He stops shechting for a minute and pulls up his pants. Takes some time to do that. He shvita tazakin, or he had worked really hard on getting this knife to be a clean knife without pegimites, and he got so tired the af that he says, you know, I can't take it. Well, you take it. He hands the knife to his friend to complete. So in such cases, if the amount of time that it took to get back to the shrita was the shiur of another shrita, psulam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im shah kedei bikur. The shiur of here is kedei bikur. We saw before that kedei bikur, tabach, chacham, and the knife. So when you say kedei shrita, what do you mean? Omar Rav means not to finish the shrita that you're in, and that would depend where you're holding at the point of the shrita to complete it. It means kidei shritat beimacher. It means to take another animal to start from scratch and shecht it. Amar Rav Kana Ravasi l'Rav. So Rav Kana Ravasi asked Rav, kidei shritat beimah l'beimah v'oflo. Is it to do a shrita on an equivalent organism? In other words, if you're doing a shiyah and an oaf, then the shiur would be the amount of time it takes to shecht another oaf. You're doing a shkita of a large animal, it's the time it takes to do a shkita of a large equivalent animal, and so on. O Dilma, or are we saying a tremendous kula, that the shiur of shia is always the shiur of a shkita's behema? So as long as there's some shechita that I would not have completed, that was shechting a large animal, I wouldn't have completed the shechita. And even though what I'm doing is an oath, and I would have completed the shechita almost instantly, it's not considered to be a shechita, and I could continue shechting the oath. What's the din? Omar Lahu, if you recall, by the way, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi did not require Rav's insights. The Gemara says over there. It says that they needed his Gemara, but they didn't need his Svara. So in other words, they were already on their own Darga of Svara. And Rav understood that what they were asking him was not what he thought about the matter, but what he had heard about this matter. Because that's all the only things they asked. And therefore, what he answered was, Amar Lahu, even though we'll see he had his own opinion in a minute, but he knew that they didn't want his opinion. So, Amar Lahu, lo avi b'dichna b'chavi b'diashayli. I must tell you that at the time that I learned this with my uncle, with Rabbi Chiya, I wasn't really in a good matzah with him. He was not very patient with me that day, and I just didn't have the guts to ask him. But I wanted to. But my own opinion is, Omar Rav, Kadesh Kitat Beimala Beimava Oflov, to be Mach. If you're shechting an oath, then the amount of time that it would have taken to shecht another oath is the only time that you're allowed for a Shia. Shmuel Omar, Afilu Beimala Oflov. Vachain Kiata Rabin Omar Rav Yochan, Afilu Beimala Oflov. Shmuel, and Rav Yochan here was quoted by Robin, is saying that we can be Makil to allow a much longer share of Shia, even for an oath. And the amount of time it would take to shecht an animal. Rabbi Chanina says it's not just the shechita. It's kedesh yavii beima acheret v'yishchot. It's the amount of time it would take you to bring another behemoth and shecht it. But what do you mean bring? Bring from where? Chicago? Yavii afilu mi'alma. What are we talking about? I mean, not that the devarach l'shiurim. You're saying it depends where you are. In some places the shechita is 3 days. And in some places, a shehiya is 2 minutes. I mean, that's absurd. No, I mean, omedet lahatili kabinai. The question is, there's an animal standing here next to me. How long would it take me to check that animal? That's the issue. Now, included in checking that animal is the amount of time it takes to struggle it to the ground, position its neck. And that's all part of the act of shmita. So the question is over here, in practical terms, the question is the shehiya the amount of time it would take to complete another animal's shechita, to include that time, or is it just the act itself? How much time would it take to move the knife? That's the difference. And indeed, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, that the shiur is, in fact, as Rebbe Chanina said here, that kedesh yagbinena, long enough to pick up the animal to turn it over, v'yarbitzena, struggle it down, v'yishvot. All depending on the size of the animal that you're currently being shechted. Let's say you're shechting a behemah daka. So daka la daka. The amount of time it would take to do that for an equivalent behemah daka. You're shechting behemah gasa. Then it would be gasa la gasa. And, of course, if that's the case, then certainly it would be va'oth la'oth. Because, I mean, yeah, there's a much larger difference between oath and behemah than behemah gasa, behemah daka. So indeed, I mean, in typical Ashkenazic fashion, the Rambam paskens that since we're not a bekiyim in any of these shiurim, even a shiur of mashu who pasels. That's like standard. So that, but the Shulchan Aruch has the shiur brought. The amount of time of shiur which comes out. In that sense, an Ashkenazic shechita is more chomer than a Sephardic shechita. It's one of those issues that we have to worry about. Eating a Sephardic heksher if you're an Ashkenazi. In many other issues, Megalot wouldn't matter. I mean, Megalot only has to do with in the Yonim of Trefus. So. Shidat Beit Yosef is, it means it's a kula. It would not be good. Well, obviously, in order to get Mahadran there, you know, in many cases they add. They don't subtract chumras, but there's a lot of bedafka in Svardim. Exactly. What are these guys, idiots? What's the crazy way of that? We're not giving anything according to Ashkenaz. Otherwise, we'll give up on everything. So, No, you have to know what they're studying.
So she was, let's say 5 minutes,
or 3 minutes. Whatever. I mean, that could be Mashiach. Again, according to the Ramah, he holds. He says that everyone was masking for this, and all of the shirtsim and all of the rabbonim. He's schemo. Omar Rava, Ashokhet Besakin Ra'a. If you've got a knife, like my challah knife, and it takes you all day to cut through a piece of challah, so then the same thing would be true if you got that type of challah. So the challah doesn't have to be sharp, it just can't have pagimas on it. So if you use a dull knife, then even if it takes you all day long to do the shmita, if you call a yom kula, kshira. There's nothing inherently wrong with a shmita that it takes all day long to accomplish. Boy, Rava, shehiyos mao shehitstarfu. What is the din about adding together the amount of shehiyos? In other words, you know, this guy gets a little tired out after the first 3 hours. So he stops for like 2 minutes, take a drink, maybe not long enough. Do you add up all the times that he stopped? But Yipshar played me today. I understand. Why does he just say? I mean, you just said the case is the guy shechted the whole day long. I mean, he probably, in the course of the whole day, must have had a shear of a normal shmita. No, maybe the case was over there, also middle shaham. Remember, we had exactly the same. Same Mandiyomim, the same questions, but the question of the guy being Tamei, he's Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, and he goes out in the shortest way, but he tiptoes to the tulips out, remember? And the question was, so there Rav Yossi says, well, you can take all day out as long as you keep moving. And over there the Gemara says, it's Shias Mao Shiat Starfu. Same exact question. Because over there, if you're Shaya Kadei Shachavoya, your chayev on being tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Tiv shadlei mididei. Remember this? Why don't you say that's the case? The guy's tiptoeing to the tulips. He must have stopped a little bit. Also, but the Lord Shah, no, he kept tiptoeing. It's very interesting. It's the Bamish word for word. Yeah. So we don't have an answer to that. Boy, Rabuna Bereid Rav Nosson, Shoha B'miyot Simoni Mao. And again, this is Rashi as yesterday. Shoha B'miyot Simoni, he learns that it means the Miyot Acharei. The man finished doing his shechita, went out, bought a Coke, had a cigarette, and so on. And now he comes back in, and he wants to continue shechting. So now if he's going to continue shechting, that means that there was an awfully long shehiyah. Whereas if he didn't continue shechting, then there would be no problem. Rashi says it often does happen that, you know, you would have these birds flying around the yard, you know, after you do shechita. And this happens all the time, I'm sure you've seen it. You never saw the headless chickens flying around? It's rather frightening. But it's very spooky. But it happens all the time. So if you've got, I mean, it says so. Shaykh comes back and he sees that it's being shaya. The animal is being shaya. Almost he wants to, you know, finish the shita 5 minutes later or an hour later, you know, whatever. Don't. Shoot it through the head, but don't do shita. Because at this point, you're still alive. Tekel. So indeed it's a tekel. As Rashi says, it's mutav shiakel atzavar b'sakim. Even though he already shechted rov, of course. Otherwise it's a shehiyah.
Shoot it through the head, it's still kosher?
It's kosher, why not? Shechted properly.
Okay. Interesting.
We'll see more about that. The question is, would it be kosher? Would chopping off that head be kosher for a goy? Or would it be Avram and Achan? We'll see more about that tomorrow. You're on. Oh, we're not. Sorry. Rabbi Shimon over there. Im Shaha Kedei Bikur. My Kedei Bikur, as we had before. Om Rabbi Yochanan, it means Kedei Bikuro Shel Chacham. It means checking the night, not checking the simonim. So what do you mean? So doesn't it depend on how far away the Chacham lives? We mean Elikadebi Kortabakakan. The Shurikhan himself is capable of checking his own knife. And the Tazu says we're talking about a knife which was Ru'uya for that particular Shvita. In other words, a Kamali Tzavar, Kutsa Tzavar, of whatever it is. So that it would defend, indeed, since we say Behema, Behema, of Lof, and so on and so forth. He's also Moda Rabbi Shimon. That is Kidei Bikur of the knife that is suitable for Ov
La
Ov.
No,
it's the part, the shear of the knife that you would have to use if you were Mele Vamele. Yeah. Right. Shachat et aveshet upasakak et hagar geret. Upasak et hagar geret. V'achakak shachat et aveshet. So here we begin now with our question of which according to Rashi is Ikur. Remember we had this machlokes before the Bahag. Does this Rashi as to whether Akiras of so in other words, what I do is essentially I'm being posing, I'm being ochre, pulling out instead of cutting it. Oh, pasaket agar v'achakach shachat asaveshet. Osher shachat achad me. For that matter, I shecht one simen. We're talking about an animal, and wait until it dies. Oh, shechvida tasakin tachat hashini. Or I shecht one simen, then I slip the knife under the other simen, and go up upasko. In all of these cases, Rabbi Sheva v'mer nevela. Look, there was no shechita done on that animal. I don't care how you look at it. Bottom line is, you did not complete the shechita of two simanim, right? So it's an avela. Rabbi Akiva says, "No, I mean, it's a treifa. You did your act of shvita, and then said, fine, but it was done with a chalodar. I mean, is that a treifa? No," says Rabbi Sheva. "Kalalama, Rabbi Sheva, mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Koshin if silab shvita ta. If the psul is a psul in the act of shvita, even though the type of psul is an avela, let's say psukas agarderas, it's an avela." Whereas kosher shechita takara ui, if the shechita itself was perfectly okay, and there was a dover acher garamla, there was some other pagam in the animal, therefore it would be a treifa. Fine, then it's a treifa. And in the end, hodalo Rabbi Akiva was moda that any pagam in the shechita itself is in fact a pagam of the velas, not a pagam of treifas. Well, we're going to get into this. First of all, is it metame? What? Second of all, what type of iser is it? What are you going to be chayiv on if you eat it? You're going to be chayiv also on the bela. It's a separate law. But are you over on one lab of trefas or two lab? Shochat is aveshet. Yeah. We will see more about that. Shochat is aveshet v'hodelo Rabbi Akiva. Wait a minute, hodelo Rabbi Akiva. Then the Mishnah in Eilu Treifas doesn't make sense. What I mean, Eilu Treifot Labeima. Note that in the sugya of Treifas it says, Nikuvat Aveshet, Aveshet with a hole through it, and a Psukat Agargeret, a Gargeret that is essentially cut more than in half. Now, here you said a Psukat Agargeret, Rabbi Yesheva says is an Avela. And Haidala Rabbi Akiva. So how does the Mishnah in Eilu Treifas say that it's in the Treifas? Amar Rava Lokash, Kanchi Shachat Ulubisov Basak, Kanchi Basak Ulubisov Shachat. Actually, says Rava, it depends whether you first shechted the Veshet and then you went ahead and you were posting the Gargaris. You see, because if Shachat Ulubisov Basak, you're in the middle of Shvita, and then when you get, after cutting the Veshet, let's say, you come to the Gargaris, you press down and rip it instead of cutting it properly. So then it's a pgam in shvita itself. Nifsala b'shvita, and it's considered to be an avela, and to that Rabbi Akiva is made. But pasak l'besov shachat, but if there was a hole in the gargaret, cut through most of the gargaret, and then the gag shachat comes along to shaft. So that's no different than there being a hole in the heart or something, or in the lung. And so to get davaracha garam, let me post a dam over there. It's like something else. I take back to think about the heart. But in the long, so the dover acher garam lo lipasel. It's like something else was garamit, and that's a treifa. So that there's room to say that there is a psukas agar garas that's a treifa. Eis ve'ravacha baravuna l'rava Rachber, when it said the rabbi, I don't understand you. Did you just read the Mishnah? Shachat is a version of Pasuk as Gargaris. Or Pasuk as Gargaris, Vakakak Shachat is an invasion. The Mela. Now you claimed that at first the Gargaris was Pasuka, then you went ahead to do the Shkita, then it would be a kosher Shkita, it was Dabracha Gorm Lali Pasuk. It says B'Ferish that it doesn't matter what order it's in. Whether you were placing it as Gargaris as part of the act of Shkita, or first you're placing it as Gargaris and then you did the act of Shkita. So what are you trying to tell me? No, that means, says Rava, not, it's not going in order. It means, v'kvar shachat es haveshet mi'ikara. You had already shacked the veshet mi'ikara when the gargaret was psuka. Omar Lehi, I got two little inconvenient problems with that. First of all, that's repeating the same case. So, kod ha'ainu kamai, so what are you putting in a different order for? Then say, then change the verb. That's a little ridiculous. And you're saying exactly the same thing. V'yod, besides, did you read the Mishnah or not? I mean, the Brisa makes it very clear. V'achar kach shachat. V'achar kach. Not, and it was already. So you can forget your pshat. Says Rava, you're right, I can forget my pshat. Okay, so then what we'll have to understand is that when the Mishnah in Elatrefus says Elatrefus, it really means Elas Surais. Because the truth is, as Tosis points out, you don't lose the dinner trefa because it became an avela. It's also an avela, but it's also a trefa. So we were saying, in the broadest sense, these are trefas. Some of them are even worse. I mean, but they're all asuras. And that's what it is. Some of them are just trefa. Some of them are avelas. Yeshvim avelas. Yeshvim trefas. No. Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense either, because then the Mishnah is leaving out some very serious nevelas that we talked about earlier. We had Chizkiah's din, remember Chizkiah, who said, as agistra nevela, cut straight through it. You turn it into a nevela. Why isn't that mentioned in Ela Dreyfus? If you're telling me we're including nevelas. Or how about Rabbi Elazar's case? Dom Rabbi Elazar, nitla yerech v'chalal shela. Remember? So if you took away so much of the muscle around the thigh that it's nikar mibachutz, that it's hollow, there's no thigh there, that it's an avela mikhaim. So how come it doesn't list that if ela trefus includes ela asuras, which would mean even things that are not technically one of the trefus, but it's essentially dead for all intents and purposes, would even be metam and mikhaim? No, that's because kikatan in avela delo metam and mikhaim. We're talking about things that are not instant nevelas. As we talk about trefus, as the Mishnah ends over there, im yechola lechyot, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, certainly something which is already considered to be dead, that's already in a different set of issues. So, that's already dead. The Nevela, the Mitame Mechaim, Bokatani. We're not listing those cases. So, therefore, the way to understand the Mishnah Latrefus is that it's not claiming that it's not a Nevela, it's just saying that these things could be Trefa and worse. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Lakish says, now, wait a second, it's not so pashut. What we could do is we could distinguish between a case where you did the Maisa of Shechita inside of the hole of the Gargaris, and Karen, Sheshachat Shalobu Mokum Chatach. And the other case would be where you shechted, but not in the place where the hole was. So if you shecht where the hole was, then the Shechita is not a Shechita. You're cutting through error. It only had one simon, essentially. If it only had one simon, it's not a trade for Shenishchita. It's an animal that had one simon cut through by Shechita. So then it's dead. I mean, it's a regular novella. When you don't cut the animal through the place where there was already a psukas or gargaris, so it's no different than having a hole in the veshet. You have a hole in the veshet, you now shech the veshet. You're going to say that that's a novella? It's an animal that was a trefa that I shechted. The din of an animal that's a trefa that I shechted, that is not metame ben avela. It's not that there's no din of shechita on a trefa. It's that there's no heter of achila of a shechita on a trefa. But it certainly is a beima shechuta. And therefore, there's a tremendous difference. The Mishnah in Ela Trefus is talking about where I did an act of shechita. I never got near that hole. Now we take a look. Oh, look, there was a hole there. Oh, you're right. It's got another problem, even though I shafted it. But now it's going to be not an avela, but I'm not allowed to eat it because it's a trait. So what's your problem? The case over here was where there was a pagam in the mice actually did so. It's a simple explanation. Only one problem. The Omer of Shimon Lakashafi. It's absurd. How could Rav Shimon ben Lakish have possibly said such an answer if Rav Shimon ben Lakish himself holds up a fantastic chiddush? Namely, if you went ahead and you shecht the konah, now it's got no windpipe, and then you shoot it through the lungs before you shecht the beshet. Makes no difference. It's kosher. Why? Because these lungs might as well be inside of a bucket next to the animal. In having shechted this animal's trachea, you've taken out the entire Ma'arechet HaNishima. So for all intents and purposes, Alma Kamanda Mancha B'Dikula Damya. So we see it's as if the entire respiratory system is now finished. That part is over. I've got two things I have to handle in the animal. The kona and all of the systems attached to the kona, and the veshet and all of the systems attached to the veshet. If I take care of the kona, what's the difference if I go ahead now and I shoot it through the lungs? The lungs aren't part of this working organism anymore. If that's the case, so then hakanami kamandamant kabdi kula damya. What would be the sense, I'm asking you, according to Reish Lakish, if that's what he holds? So if we take out the kona through having a hole made through it, most of it. So fine. So that's the end of the Ma'arechet HaNishima. There's no more respiratory system. So you're going to go now, wait, let me do Shechita to be Matiris Midei Neveh. What are you, crazy? It doesn't have a respiratory system. You took it out. It's in a bucket. How are you going to do Shechita? So since, according to Reish Lakish, this animal, for all intents and purposes, is left with one simen. Could you be Matayar an animal with one simon? But that's what he's saying. He's saying, if there was Psukas Agargaris, just take your knife and cut somewhere else. So by the same token, if I shoot it through the lungs, it's going to be a trefa if I cut it with a shechita. You see? So it's a contradiction. We nailed that in the approach of Reish Lakish.
Does it matter if it's above or below?
No, it's gone. The respiratory system is no longer part of this animal. Now, there are some, by the way, there are some who think that what the Gemara means, that this runs against all of the Rishonim that speak about it, is that what the meaning of Kemancha B'Dikula is that Shechita consists of two components, each component being Matir, another part of the animal. That is definitely not true, according to the Rishonim. In other words, the question is, could you eat this lung now? If you don't do the Shechita on the Veshet, I already removed the lung, and I already did the shechita on the lung. Right, so that's clear from the Rishonim. We're not defining the shechita differently. We're not saying there exists such a concept called a half of a shechita of an organism. You have to do a bite of shechita, a complete bite of shechita. If you end up not doing a complete bite of shechita, then all you did was psukas sakargeras. You can't change that. You're certainly not going to be matir a lung where there was no mice of shechita on this animal, even if it is mancha b'dikula. Right, there is a tremendous difference, as we'll see, as to whether you'd be allowed to serve these lungs to a goy. Because if we're learning that it's kemancha b'dikula, so then it's eivra menachai.
What's the little translation of mancha b'dikula?
Sitting in a basket. Because I removed them from the animal and stuck them in a basket. So why wouldn't that be eivra menachai? Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow. The Gemara's going to talk about that. Elam Rabbi Shiabar, so this can't possibly be true, leave it to Reish Lakish. He could never have said that if you're doing psukas agargaris and you shech somewhere else, that then it's considered to be dover akar gorim lali pasel. Elam Rabbi Shiabar, avam Rabbi Yochanan, lo kasha. Truth is, the Mishnah in Eilu Treifas is a mistake. There is no such treifa as psukas agargaris. And the reason that it says it that way is because, remember, Rabbi Akiva used to believe that. Rabbi Akiva used to believe, before he was mited to Rabbi Yesheva, he used to believe that a psukas agargaris, you go ahead and do shechita on, It's basically a trade for Shanishkata. Correct? So in those old days, before Rabbi Akiva was murdered to Rabbi Yosheva, everyone had learned a Mishnah called Eila Treifas. When Rabbi Akiva came along and said, whoops, Sukkos HaGagaris is actually an Avela, I'm not going to go back now and delete Sukkos HaGagaris from the Mishnah Eila Treifas after thousands of children all around the world have memorized this Mishnah. I say, so tell me, my kind, what are the Treifas? And then you're going to start saying, no, we changed our mind about Sukkos HaGagaris. That's an Avela. So Mishnah Lo Zozo Mimik came out. Indeed, our Mishnah over here is talking about after Rabbi Akiva was made at Rabbi Yosheva. The Mishnah in Eila Treifas was before Rabbi Akiva was made at Rabbi Yosheva, and of course it was Kulam Aliva to Rabbi Akiva, and so all of the Mishnayos represent Rabbi Akiva Shita, and therefore it says Psukkos HaGagaris in the list of Treifas. But even after Yatzarot, the Mishnah Lo Zaza Mimakoma, this is we find often in the Gemara. Mishnayos are not taken out after we discover that they're wrong. And instead, the history of the development of Torah Shebaal Peh is itself embedded in Torah Shebaal Peh so that we can understand what they were arguing about, what changed, how is it the Rebbe, why was Rebbe, what was Rebbe Kiva Svara, why was he made it to Rebbe Yeshiva, etc., etc. Gufa, getting into a Kshema Ben Lakish is minor. Shachat et hakana, ve'achar kach, nikva hareya. So he's claiming, after Shkita Sakone, if you go ahead and you make a hole in the Reya, it would be kosher. Now, Rava wanted to make sure that we didn't make any mistakes. Because, you see, one way of understanding the din of Reish Lakish is a concept called Ein Treifa L'Chatzi Tziyut. Can you make an animal treifa when it's already essentially half dead? Now, if the problem is that the behema in the process of being nishkata is no longer connected to its treifa because it's no longer a fully functional organism, then Reish Lakish would not have been concerned about the lungs particularly. Any trade, he could have said it, you shot it through the head. You didn't make it a treifa. Why? Because ain't treifa l'chatzi chiyut. Therefore, comes along Rava to say, please, let's be very careful and note that Lo Amar Rav Shimon Lakish Ela Bereya. All that Reish Lakish said was that if you make a hole through the lungs, it's kosher. He didn't say you can make a hole through the intestines. And that's because Chaye Re'at Luya Bekana, the lungs is part of the respiratory system which the Kana is part of. So in having done the act of Shkita on the respiratory system, there isn't any. But certainly, to make a hole through the intestines, over there would be a treifa. No. Over there, Rebbe, Reish Lakish would have been made a, that certainly that's a treifa. Matzkev Rebbe Zeres, Rebbe Zeres attacked him by saying, that is the craziest thing I ever heard. If me'afish and all the basimani treifa had tarta, mali b'rei'a mali b'vnei me'ayim. Rebbe Zeres held that there's no such concept of an act of Shkita before there's a Shkita. That should be command for Medikula. The Hechreach, said Rebbe Zeher. Reish Lakish's logic was that in Trefa, L'chatzi Chiyus. In other words, if you shoot Richie right now, he would not become a Trefa. Because in Trefa, L'chatzi Chiyut. So, therefore, there would be no difference whatsoever. If you want to go with Reish Lakish, you've got to accept that making a hole through the intestines is no different than making a hole through the lungs. But the end is that Hado by Rebbe Zeher. Rebbe Zeher saw that Rava was correct. How do we know? Miduboy Rebbe Zeher, because Rebbe Zeher asks a very interesting question. Nikvu b'dei me'ayin ein simen l'simen ma'ahu. His question is like this. Fascinating thing. Suppose, says Rebbe Zeher, the intestines were punctured between the two simanim. So you shefted the kana, you punctured the intestines, and then you sheft the veshut. Now, my question is like this. Mimit tarev siman rishon, the siman sheni, the taharami le nevela, olo. What I want to know is, can I add the effect of the first simon to the second simon? Or do I have to conclude that there's two different types of shmita? There's a shmita that's matir be'akila, and there's a shmita that's matir nevelis. They're not the same. And therefore, I can't say, well, you did an act of shmita on the kana to be matir be'akila, because at that time it didn't have a hold on the intestines. Now you're going to do the shmita to the veshet, but the shmita to the veshet is a shmita that is being done only in order to be matir midei nevela. How does that shmita add to this shmita? So the fact that at the time that I shechted the vesh, the kone, that shmita was not coming to be matir midei nevela. That shmita was coming to be matir achila. So I can't add that to the second part, which is a completely different type of shmita. It's a different act of shmita defined differently in the Torah. And therefore, I might have to conclude that this animal only has one simen, the Tara Midei Nevela. You can't be the Tara Midei Nevela with one simen. The Amrinan, and we pointed out to Rebbe Zeira. Now, by the way, but we do see here that Rebbe Zeira is clearly accepting the fact that the B'nai Me'ayim would have answered it by Achila. His only question is whether the B'nai Me'ayim would have been now Huter, does the Shita Zavesh matter the animal Midei Nevela? That's the only question. But in any event, we'll get back to that in a moment. We'll go off on a little tangent now. Because the Gemara answered Rabbi Zera by saying, Lav Hainu Dabai Yilfa. Isn't that precisely the question that Ilfa asked? Now, Ilfa asked an interesting question about a Ben Bekua. The din is that if there's an embryo in the animal, the fetus in the animal, and you shech the mother, then the fetus becomes kosher. But if that fetus sticks out a limb out of the uterus and brings the limb back in before the shechita, that limb is treif. Why? Because the din of treifus, if you recall, is yotzei chutz lebechitzata. Anything which leaves the area where its chiyus is defined by is a treifa, just like taking something outside of the azorah. If it's only kosher in the Azor, it's a treifa. So any bus that's yotze chutz l'mechitzata is a treifa.
You can have just the part be treifa.
Just the part be treifa. Amazing. That limb is treifa. The rest is kosher. Now, the shaila is like this. This guy is shechting the mother. He shechs one simen. The uber sticks out its leg in between and pulls it back in. Now you go ahead and you shech the second simen. So it turns out exactly this question. The first simon was coming to be matir ba'achila. The second simon would only be coming to be matir midei neveva. And the shaila is, can I be mitzarif to do simonim on that uber? So mi mitzarif simon rishon, the simon sheni, the tahara midei neveva, do we say that here you can't be matir and aver from the neveva? Or do we say, oh look, now, notice, as far as our issue is concerned, that ad kan lo iboilon elu v'taharami de nevela, ava bi'achila asura, Rabbi Zeira accepted the fact that a hole through the intestines is definitely asur b'achila, even though he himself had said earlier to Rava, ah, come on, man, what's the difference if it's got a hole in the lung or if it's got a hole in the intestines? It should be kosher. Over here he's saying, no, a hole in the intestines is definitely not kosher. So you see that he changed his mind and agreed to Rava. Omrei Rav Acha Rav Ravina, how do you know that he changed his mind? Maybe he didn't change his mind. All he was saying was, hey, Rava, according to you, what would be the din if? Boy, do you get into problems, don't you? So what he might have simply been saying was that the dvar of the Rava kama, he might have simply been saying, what about according to Rava, what would he say? I have